Tuesday, so Monday was yesterday. And Wednesday will be
tomorrow,
okay? And if somebody came to see you on Sunday, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday previous to that one, you'd say he came when?
Sunday before last.
Any other way of saying that?
A week ago Sunday.
Okay. Do you ever say Sunday was a week ago?
Probably, but more likely, most likely, Sunday before last.
All right. And suppose he's coming not next Sunday, but the following Sunday. You'd call that?
A week from Sunday.
Okay. Any other way?
Sunday week.
Mm-hmm. That just means future?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And suppose somebody stayed from about the first of the month to about the 15th. You'd say he stayed?
A couple of weeks.
Okay. This thing is making a noise, but maybe it'll stop. Just a little clicking noise. It was doing that once before and it stopped. If you wanted to know the time of day, you would ask somebody.
What time is it?
And he would look at his
watch.
And if it were halfway between 7 and 8, you'd say it was
7:30.
Is there another way to say that?
It's on the half hour, but that would be not as natural as 7:30.
Would you say half something?
Half after 7.
Would you say that?
I don't believe so. I wouldn't.
But you hear that?
Yes, you do.
Okay. And suppose it were 15 minutes later than that, it would be?
7:45.
Okay.
You could say 7:45.
Let me stop a second and see if that click is being picked up. We were talking a minute ago about the person that stayed a couple of weeks. I meant to ask you if you'd ever heard the word fortnight.
Yes, I have, but not generally used.
Do you ever use it?
No.
Have you ever heard anybody actually use it?
Yes, I have heard people use it, but not commonly, no.
Mm-hmm. How do they pronounce it?
Fortnight.
Okay. Let's see. Well, we did the time. If you'd been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite a
while.
Okay. And the farmers got a good crop last year, but they won't get a good crop
this year.
Mm-hmm. And if a child had just had his third birthday, you would say he's
3 years old.
And if something happened on exactly this date last year, it happened exactly
on his last birthday.
Well, not using birthday.
Oh.
It happened
when he was 2.
Well, no, forget about the child. Just something in general that happened on whatever day this is last year. You say it happened exactly
1 year ago.
Yeah, that's it. And you might look up in the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
But on a day when there are no clouds and it's the sun is shining and everything, that's what kind of day?
A bright day, a sunshiny day.
Mm-hmm. And what about a day like today? This is a
dreary, rainy, depressing day.
Yes, it is. Then what about a situation in which it's been fair, but then the clouds start building up and you think it's about to rain? You'd say the weather is
changing to wet, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Suppose it's the opposite and it's been bad, but then the clouds start to break up and you think the sun's going to come out, you'd say the weather is?
Much better. The sun is about to come out.
Would you ever say clearing up or faring off?
You might say faring off or clearing up.
All right.
Either one.
Okay. Does changing always mean from good to bad?
Not necessarily, because it could be from bad to good.
All right. Mm-hmm. And if you had a heavy rain that lasted only a short while, what would you call it?
A flash flood.
All right. Anything else?